Starting the recording. Welcome to the January 22nd meeting of the use case realization call. Next week, I'll just go over some upcoming topics here. So next week we'll be talking about the 5G model and service model. That's gonna happen next week. So today we're talking mostly about M2 because that just happened. Can you hear me, by the way? Just an audio check. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So the 29th, we'll be talking about the 5G service model and modeling for model improvements and the platform model impacts to try to turn up a 5G service. Right. Okay, and then I've also been in contact with Swami, who will be giving a presentation a couple weeks after that on network slicing. They had a discussion in November 20th of last year regarding network slicing. There was quite a number of sort of open questions that that was left from that meeting that was brought up that I think people wanted to hear some answers to. And a couple other things for Yuri had said that he could talk about CCSDK and then automation. So that'll be happening sometime in the next few weeks. There was a discussion given, there was a presentation given on the SO workflows to building blocks at the DDF last week. I think that would be useful to discuss again. We'll also be eventually talking about the use case way of working and integrating with architecture, the modeling group. I also mentioned today that I told the modeling team that we'd be talking about some of the modeling impacts and from the modeling subcommittee and some of the things happening there. Okay, and of course we have some time to talk about the PlugFest and stuff, but that's happening. The next one is happening, the actual PlugFest is happening at the end of June. So there'll be there'll be some planning meetings leading into that, I think. And there's actually another Linux Foundation networking meeting happening April 22nd to 24th in Los Angeles, where we'll be talking about R7 Guilin planning. And there'll be a number of meetings, I'm sure, to discuss that. And we may be making some presentations there, so we might want to talk about that. Okay. So we're here at, yesterday was the drop for M2. So I don't think that's changed. And let me just, where is the timeline? Right here. Okay. Nope, that's not what I want. Okay. So we can see here the timelines for M2, M3 were supposed to be January 21, and our next drop at M4, which is I think code freeze, is March 5th, and then we go into the testing and integration, and then sign off in May 7th. So at M2M3, the API should have been defined, and I had been on the TSC call where they were discussing all the various use cases and the status and where we are, and at M2 basically. So most things are green. We have the OSAM PCI use case is green. Joanne as the runtime data persistency looks like it's green. I don't think there's any major holdup there for M2. Mostly Joanne, I was working with the CCSDK with Yuri and Dan Timoney, as we'll be incorporating this initial release into the CCSDK project. The PNF software upgrade is in good shape, I think. There was a hang up with the ORAN VGPP standards harmonization. I think some of the O1 enhancements are moved out to the Berlin release. And let's see.
Ben, may I ask you a question?
Yeah.
For the ORAN, you know, the CM notify, that move into the next G release, right?
So that's a very good question. So actually what happened there, just let me find our notes for our project here. Okay. Yeah, it was up there, I think. Just want to make sure. Yeah, okay. So what's going on there is we depend on the notify event. So there was an SA5 3GPP meeting, and the CM notify, there was a request to create a new domain in there. And also the VES event specification for 7.1.1 was updated to incorporate CM notify. But apparently that hasn't been updated. Alloc has not updated the VES event spec, and so we're waiting for that to happen. But apparently he's still on vacation or something. Nobody could get a hold of him. So we're not sure exactly what happened there.
Is he still doing this type of work, or he moved on to another job?
So we don't know. I'm not sure.
So essentially, Alloc is on a leave of absence.
Ah, okay.
Had hip surgery.
Ah, I see. Okay.
I'm trying to catch up and cover for him.
Ah, okay. Well, who's this speaking? Sorry.
Albino Pin.
Okay. I see. I didn't know that. Okay. Thank you for that information. Okay, so that's what happened. People were trying to figure out who is trying to cover for him or who's, so anyway, people are waiting on this to happen. I met with the-
Hey Ben, I joined a little late. Can you repeat what is it that he was doing?
So he was in charge of the virtual event streaming event specification, and right now, the last update was many months ago, and the latest version is version 7.1, and the CM notify that Joanne is asking about is requiring 7.1.1, and actually, I was on a modeling call on Tuesday, and people were also even asking about like 7.2 and further updates as well. There's a number of updates actually with 7.1.1. There's some security updates. as well, and Erickson made some updates as well. So there's a number of people waiting on this update. So we're trying to figure out how to proceed. I did meet with the Nokia development team, Joanne, on Tuesday. So I think they have been working on this. So they didn't tell me that it was, there was a discussion about this, but they didn't say that it was getting canceled or anything. They just said they were held up waiting on the best event to baseline. The one big thing that is held up though from Nokia development is CMPV2 work from requirement 140, and I'll just show you really quick. What that is. So basically, there's a new security client plugin for CMPV2 as a certificate authority, and it's a new adapter with the AS certificate manager so that they're signed by this external CA certificate authority using CMPV2 over HTTP. There's two proposals on the table, and they were presented by Paul Albiniak at the architecture committee subcommittee this past Tuesday. And Chakar was leading, was also engaged in that discussion. He's in the PTL architecture subcommittee. So that presentation I attended went pretty well, I felt. And I think once they settled on, I think they were trying to settle on one of, which proposal to use. And Powell told me, who's leading this effort. He told me that once they settle on which proposal they'll use, they should hopefully be able to proceed and remove this red blocking point. If you're interested in the presentation, you can listen to the architecture subcommittee call that occurred on January 20th. And there's a nice presentation about what it is, and there's flows and diagrams of what it is. So it's essentially a new plugin to the AEF security module, platform module, to support enhanced security. It affects three use cases, bulk PM, plug and play, and communications. So there's some interdependencies across other use cases. So for example, you see here netconf and plug and play each depend on the CMPV2 enhancements, so that's why they're all marked red right now. and actually, I think most of the other things, for the most part, I think are in good shape. I didn't really see any other. Yeah, go ahead.
You marking the red, that development will be done by Nokia, right? By your team, right? It's a Nokia.
CMPV2 is well, so the CMNetify is going to be done by the Nokia team,
The security, what about security?
Oh, the security thing, yes, yeah. The security thing is
also the Nokia.
Yeah, it's also being done by Nokia, yep.
Okay, I see,
I can, yeah, you're welcome, and I should probably mark that as well as an update, so let me see. Let's see. I don't have plug and play. That's weird. Let's see. Okay. Right, let me just add a thing for plug and play here. So there is a hold up with three different use cases pending REQ 140. Insert cheer issue. And actually, it also affects NICONF PM. So I think, at least from the TSC standpoint, I don't think anything else is that use case wise that we're concerned with here is red or yellow. Some modeling work here with documentation of policy and a lot of resource. I know there's some reviews for that happening. Okay. Any other comments, or do we want to do? Does anybody have any?
Let me add something, Ben. You know, Martin asked me. He was really asking about the low latency use cases, kind of around the RIC and you know, more the real time RIC type thing. But I'm going to present and kind of kick off something on use cases as it relates into the CM thing you're leading, and, you know, get both operator input and vendor input. So, you know, to make sure that we support the low latency pieces, okay? Mm-hmm. And that'll be in the 12 o'clock SDNR meeting. Are you in that meeting?
I don't have
12 Eastern.
Oh, okay. Is that in the ONAP calendars or?
Oh, you know, yeah, I think it is. I can forward, I can do a reply all when I get into the office.
Yeah, just send it to me and let me take a look and see if it's, it might already be there.
Okay.
So, Maloney, what do you mean the low latency for what?
For the RIC, so, you know, the low latency use cases, he was asking about, are you familiar with the RIC, Joanne? You are, right?
Yeah, I do, because I did our business case in the AT&T, that's what I'm asking you, what's the low latency?
Well, the real-time RIC has lower latency use cases, and I won't say that this is only around the low latency use cases. I think we need to kind of look at. Sorry, I know the audio is kind of bad on this, and I have to. It's really okay. Cold down here, so my car is loud. But we've got to look at the latency overall and kind of equate it back to the services. You know, I want to kind of look at it kind of comprehensively. So that's part of what this is. And you'll see more about that in what I prepared. And it's really just kind of a kickoff deck. And I've asked a guy who's under Dave Walter to attend today if he's able, where he's more of an SME around, you know, the RAN, but we're also asking for operations input too. So, you know, trying to get, you know, Martin was like, you know, can you kind of work with operators to get it, you know, but I want to make sure it's cohesive with the overall latency story on the overall architecture, you know, as it pertains to supporting the 5G services. So the
Maloney's will be the today 11 o'clock SDNR meeting for based on calendar.
I think it's at noon Eastern.
How could I say 11 here? Okay.
Did you say it was the SDNR or SDNC meeting?
Team. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's in the SDNR meeting.
Okay. ONAP meeting.
I'm sorry. Pardon me.
It is the ONAP meeting or your AT&T meeting?
Yeah, I think it's an ONAP meeting.
I don't see it in the thing here. So this is, I'm looking, oh, there is one at 11 a.m., the SDNRT
meeting.
Yeah,
11 a.m. I had 11 a.m.
I think I have it at noon. So let me.
This is the community calendar I'm looking at now. Yeah.
Yeah, I sent that to you. So maybe it, you know, maybe there. It is, I don't know.
What, when do you have it, Marcy? I thought it was at noon.
Sorry, who's
the other person speaking? I apologize.
You have it at noon?
I do, so maybe Marcy? That's wrong. I do. I have it at noon, but maybe that's wrong.
Can you forward that to these guys? Well, I think that's when it was last week, so...
It says it's 9 a.m. Pacific time, noon Eastern time, so yeah, I mean, it looked like it was noon, so...
Can you forward that to these guys? Yeah.
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay, I thought it was at noon.
Could I ask who's speaking? Who was the other person just speaking just now?
Marcy.
No, the other person, not Marcy.
Melanie.
Oh, okay.
Melanie, yeah.
Yeah, Ben, I sent you an email that I had to join in the car. So,
yeah, okay, right. Gotcha.
But I'm almost to the office now, so.
Melanie stayed away.
So
Melanie, there is a,
Go ahead.
So I was just saying, in the actual community calendar I'm looking at right now, it says it's at 11 a.m. So maybe there might be confusion if some people think it's at noon and other people join at 11. Maybe what we do is join at 11 and if you want, you can say, this is really happening at noon. But probably if it's in the community calendar, people might get confused maybe.
You know, this may be that same mix-up we had before where certain time zones, you know how the Friday meetings were going where somehow the calendar got kind of messed up?
Oh, yeah. And I'm still, actually, this is yeah. too, the realization call needs to be moved.
I asked Tom to join for noon, so, you know, noon's better. And I have an 11 right. o'clock, too, that, you know, a different... vendor meeting, so
right.
So noon's better. So.
Okay, yeah, noon is fine. It's fine with me. I just see it here at 11, and I'm afraid some people might join it.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Hopefully it didn't change, Melanie. You know.
Yeah, his calendar is weird. I know Joanne. Like last time, we. I tried to hold the meeting for our runtime
config DB.
I joined at 9 and only Tom and I were on, and then we thought, oh no, it was supposed to be at 8 and the calendar got goofed up or something. So that happens too to other places too.
Yeah, last Friday I was meeting Timothy Wasong, had three people.
Yeah, this time it'll be at 8 a.m. for sure, so hopefully that won't get messed up, yeah, so.
Okay.
Because if I look now, I think...
That's a pretty big problem for, like, a scheduling type of app, you know?
Yeah, right.
And a meeting app.
But half the people miss the meeting frequently.
It
happens around the...
Yeah, and people have it at their different times on their calendars. Yeah, it's a big problem.
Really, it's a big problem. And, you know, like, see here now, it shows properly at 8, so that's good.
A.M., okay. All right. So I think you send the calendar in white, though, just for the A.M.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, great. So this, I'll put this at noon, and hopefully people know that it's at noon.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The config DB, we do need to talk to the config DB, the developer?
Yeah.
Sandeep, right? So we need to sync up Sandeep right now.
Right.
See that if he could, I'm going to set a meeting, maybe you want to, we need to sync up where we are. Okay, so then we can, if we, yeah,
yes.
we all sync up that meeting too. Yeah.
That
okay.
would be a very good idea. Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah.
And so last week we effectively didn't meet because there was that big mess up with the time. I mean, we tried to meet, but, I was on and Tom Finnerty was on, but you know, the reason why we moved it to 8 was because the problem with daylight savings shift, ever since daylight savings everything's been messed up, they jumped the OFPCI call
back by 1 hour, and that caused us
to... that might have been what happened. Do you think that might have been what happened to this one too?
So a whole bunch of meetings got messed up after daylight savings. Like a whole bunch of meetings moved back by an hour, and so the calendar didn't shift. Like, you had to, in order to shift, so ever since daylight savings, this is shown as 9 a.m., even though we're meeting at 10, because to change this in the calendar is super painful. And apparently, like, people, you know, rather than fight the pain of trying to change this in the calendar, people just said, all right, let's just meet when the calendar says. That's what happened. That's what caused this huge confusion with a lot of people. So that's what happened with, I know ever since that happened with OSM PCI, we tried to, it was so, like a month later, I realized that was happening because we need people from that call on the ConfigDB call. And so I said, okay, let's finally, two or three weeks ago, I said, okay, let's just move our call then to accommodate for the change that they changed. And then it took a week.
You know, Melanie, what I would do if I were you is I would email Martin and just say, is this at 11 a.m. or 12 p.m.? Because, you know, now I'm wondering if, you know, which one is right.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting is that we have both times on our calendars, you know? So, but yeah, I thought it was at noon because I think that's when I joined last time. So anyway, I can. I've arrived at the office. I just have to head upstairs. So, okay.
Yeah, and just let us know because I sent you, Ben, and I sent Joanne my little, you know, I just created my own little calendar invite and I put the information for the meeting in there. So I just sent it to both of you.
Oh, great. Okay.
Okay.
Let me see. So,
Ben, I have a comment when you can.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So about this VAS event, years ago I was involved on VAS when it was focusing on FM. And now my boss asked me to try to cover for Alok. I tried to reach out to some folks, but we also lost some folks back in December and couldn't find the people that I used to work with on VAS. I think some of them at least took the offer. So one question that my boss asked me yesterday was if there is anything pending in ONAP.
Oh, yeah. So who, where, let me make sure I have your email. What's your email?
It's ap3929@att.com. P as in Papa.
3929. Like that?
No, 3929.
929, like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that?
The question that my boss asked is, since this is open source, VAS is open source, why isn't someone else able to make this update since Alok is probably going
to... That's a very good question. And so I was talking to... so I know a number of people that wants that will contact you too because they're waiting on stuff. But so the answer to that is that so the best specification document is still an AT&T document. So the problem is that what's going on with it?
So it's just a matter of updating the document.
So let me try to describe, or let me show you. Here, let's see, just bring it up real quick. So the problem, at least as I understand it from talking to people this week, is that you see, if you pull up the document, just comments, where's the actual document? The problem is that it's an AT&T document, so it's not a public, you know, people contribute, but it's not an open source per se document. And Alok has made it so that it, you know, it's just not a sort of an open source document. So, and Marge had been petitioning Alok to make it an open source document. And actually Alok wanted to put her name as a contributor, like here, but
But she actually, I think, told me that she wanted to be removed as a contributor because the problem is she's not an AT&T employee, so she felt it was weird that she was on an AT&T document. So this is a known issue, and I think that people have complained that this document is an AT&T specific document and an open source project where many companies, other companies are using it. Maybe I'll have Marge and Linda both. Linda has security updates and Marge has a number of notifying stuff updates.
And the updates that are necessary are known. We know what we need to, what needs
yes.
to be.
Yes.
Because exactly. If we know what needs to be updated, I have some contacts, our folks that publish the ONAP guidelines and so forth.
Let's see if I can raise
have
Marge
those contacts.
Right now.
So if you send me what the update is, I can try to reach out to them and see if they can make the update.
Yeah, Bino, let me jump in for this, okay? I'm in the other one for the few loop related to this, then just make sure. This is the 18 document, AT&T document, but also there's another version called some.2. And the things, Ben, right? I thought yeah. someone told me, right? Just make sure we're all in the same page. They say the AT&T proposal, the white specification. Just want to make sure you and the Nokia, I'm just you, just say you make sure you represent Nokia, right? Like say Ericsson. They agree upon, like even already get a consent for this document already, right? Just what I want, this is, they are 7.2 too right now. That, is that true, Ben? I just want to confirm
so, this. So yeah, so basically there's...
Who is speaking? I'm sorry, I couldn't identify.
This is Joanne Liu Rudao.
Joanne, okay.
Yeah.
So my understanding from talking to the development team on Tuesday, on the Nokia team, was they said there was three main things. There was one was the CM Notify thing that was being worked. There was some security updates being worked by Linda Horn from Nokia. And then there was some updates from Ericsson also that were all waiting for the VES event to be baselined into the Read the Docs. And apparently the last Read the Docs, I guess, was whatever, it was a while ago. And they're waiting on 7.1.1. And then I was on a call Tuesday, there's two modeling calls, Monday and Tuesday. And there was a call I was on Tuesday. They mentioned something about 7.2 as well. I think
yeah,
they have
7.2.
Somebody
yeah,
else
they have 7.2 too.
Yeah. Right, somebody else is waiting for the 7.2 as well.
So, I mean, there's an AT&T document called 7.2. And I did ask a question, and I asked one of the person, say Jerry or something. I told him this is already, agreed upon by the Nokia Ericsson. So then this is, just say the 7.2, right? So if that document, say you say, Nokia, Ericsson, Bismarck, basically, you're all in the same agreement, right? Based on that specification?
Yeah.
Can we assume?
Yeah. So actually, I'm just in IM with Marge Ellis Albino. So so I'll just put her name here. She's been working this VES updates that she needs, these VES updates, and Linda as well. So you can... so Albino, if you let's see.
Yeah, I can try to work with her and figure out what.
Yeah, so I'll send you an email and I'll put you in touch with these people, and they're definitely eagerly awaiting updates. For the best stuff. So in fact, I think even the release page here for security thing. Anyway, I know Linda had put a note that she was waiting for a VES thing here in the M2 drop here. Here, I think this is it. VES spec is needed to be updated here. So Linda Horn is waiting on an update. I don't know why it's not finding. Okay, but anyway. I'll be sure to put you in touch with.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, and Joanne, I'll confirm that. I think the only thing they're waiting on is the bus baseline on the CM Notify. I think.
Yeah, you better because David Kinsey also chimed in too in the loop.
Yeah.
So I just somehow sense how this may not be a great time.
Okay.
Just let us know. If you agree upon, that's fine.
Sure. Sure. All right. Let's see. So where were we? So Marcy was working on the next Plugfest. I guess planning has already started to happen. And as I'm sure that as we come closer to June, of course, we'll have more details about what we're actually going to be demoing. It's weird because Marcy, last time it felt like we had everything planned and ready, and then as we, you know, we're like, everything is great and fine, and then it was just this absolute panic the last 2 weeks because it felt like nothing was planned and ready, and everything was changing, and what we were demoing was just completely off in times and everything. Maybe it can be a little less chaotic.
Well, perhaps because, you know, it was such a success at the FinLab. The demos were such a success, you know, in December, that now we have all the setup. So,
hopefully,
you know,
that
that's one.
Yeah.
Yeah, one less struggle, right?
But I mean, part of it too was just what we were demoing, who was demoing what, the times we had to demo, how much time we had. All of that was in flux in the up until the last week. like we had companies that were coming in and out of what who is actually talking and how long they each had, and it all went amazingly smoothly for how rough it was to, I think, leading up to it. I felt we were discussing,
you know, that was the, you know, that one, you know, we learned from, so hopefully the next one will be much smoother.
Yes.
But it, you know, they are putting together you know, the bronze O-RAN software community release.
Oh.
And what's it, so I'm just assuming those are the things that are going to be demoed.
I see. Okay.
Right, but we'll have to check with Tracy because I think, you know, her and Martin, you know, they're involved in putting together, you know, what's being demoed for that release, for that POC.
I think one thing that'll be a little bit harder too, though, is that we've that in this first one, I think we're just demoing tried and true, relatively simple things that we had already demoed before. So it wasn't that hard in the sense that even though the schedule was very chaotic, there were things that we already demoed for the most part. So this next one might be stuff breaking new ground that we haven't demoed before. So that might be very interesting to see how that goes. Maybe we need to...
Well, in the O-RAN community, I mean, there's, you know, they already started putting information together for the bronze release.
Okay.
So I think there already are some use cases in there. I'd have to pull it up.
Yeah.
I think, so, you know, slicing was one. Yeah, I think I saw Heartbeat in there, but I health check Heartbeat, but you know, we'll have to see. I gotta pull it up. Let me see if I can get to it.
And maybe we want to schedule an item in maybe March or something to discuss. Oops. Yeah. Maybe we need a next thing to discuss this next Plugfest thing here. So, okay. All right. Let's see. Gonna just copy in the Frankfurt release thing here.
Okay, let me, I'm looking to see if I can get on there. Okay.
All right.
All right, there was also some question about the panel discussion that we got canceled the first one, probably because we weren't coordinated enough. It would have been interesting probably to have that. I think we were missing an MC, a coordinator to host, and I think—
Right. The last time I spoke to Tracy about it, she said that there was going to be something before the end of this month. Oh, so okay. I'll touch base with her to see if we have a better idea.
Okay. Okay, great. That would be good. And of course, she's welcome, you know, and always to join the call and we can discuss as well. Okay, so let me see. Next, we have some quick touch base, quick things on some of these upcoming meetings here. So let me just put a random bug fest. Okay, I assume that'll probably be in March-ish, maybe April.
Okay. Oh, the meeting to discuss it.
Yeah, so we should probably either dedicate a meeting or half a meeting on one of these calls to talk about more in depth about what's happening for the next PlugFest. I mean, yep. Of course, we can always talk, you know, 5-10-ish minutes with like we're doing now for on each call. That's not a problem. But maybe a more either dedicated call or half a call to discuss that. Okay. So today, mostly, you know, the M2, because the M2, M3 drop happened yesterday, I felt that we should probably have discussed, I wanted to have a meeting to discuss that, which is what we're doing now. Smooth out that drop. So the next call on January 22nd, or 29th, I'll be presenting on the 5G service modeling, the work I've been doing there. Okay.
So CCSDK, right? What time they have with the calendar for the meeting, on that meeting? Do you know, Ben?
Yeah, let me see.
Because I couldn't catch the time.
See, oh, it's on Friday 11. At 11, yeah. We should join. You and I should probably attend one of these just to talk about what's going on front
end. This is Eastern time?
Eastern, yeah. I set this to my time zone, so this is Eastern.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, so maybe you and I should attend also to discuss with Yuri. Although Yuri was actually, 3 weeks ago, he was actually on the Runtime DB call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. So of course anybody can add a topic that they wanted to present on. But the refined proposal by Swami is actually gonna happen on Feb 12th. So that's happening one meeting after. So there'll be a meeting Feb 5, and then the next meeting after that will be a network slicing meeting discussion. Okay, so this is the refined proposal is getting presented here by Swami. Okay. Okay, and let me show you some of the things that was happening this week as well. So on the modeling call, I will have a dedicated presentation on this from a different angle. So this way of working process, this is what this is here. I've been working with the modeling team closely to, and I've shown this before, so hopefully this isn't super new to you, but I've been working with the modeling team for many months now to discuss the process that the modeling team uses. And the link I will put, yeah, I should be here, right, the link is here, okay, so you can get to it. and for example, that we've been, you know, working through what happens in the modeling team at M1, they define the model, and then here, where it's related to the use case teams is at M1 or at M2 or at any of these M-drops, you know, what does the modeling team, what should they be doing with respect to the use case teams, and how should they meet and how should they sync up? So there, maybe the use case teams need a similar sort of process page, and that defines a little bit in more detail what we should be doing at each of these steps. So that's what this is about. Currently, it's been very focused on the modeling team. But just to let you know, also, next Monday, if you're interested, the modeling team will be discussing this. And next Tuesday, I've also got a slot on the architecture. I've also got a slot on the architecture team to talk about this as well. So I'll be presenting on those two calls. I still feel we're, you know, if you scroll down here, we're, you know, M3 and M4 aren't done yet. So I only get some time, and not necessarily each week, but they try to allocate time to me each week, but they don't always make it. But definitely next Tuesday, because of the Chinese New Year, they had said that the entire meeting will be talking about this. So we'll definitely be making some progress in that time. But then it'll require, I think it would be good to sort of finish the modeling stuff before I start talking about the use case stuff. So that'll happen at the earliest in April, possibly in May or later. okay, and also another thing that's was happening this week on Tuesday, I got to present for about a half an hour on the architecture call. So we were talking about some of the component descriptions. So if you go to any one of these component descriptions, you know, you can basically see that there's a view of what that component is and where its interfaces are and so forth. And then also, there's also these flows that I have been working on. And so for these flows, they were looking at, these are all really good if you're trying to learn, you know, ONAP, or if you want to learn about something in ONAP. So these are the actual flows right now that have been done so far. So, you know, for example, the Joanne and I were working on the DB flow. This shows you the actors and how the flow works and, you know, what's sort of architecturally in this, how this flow, this thing operates. And there's so the things in green are the flows that have been currently finished and done. and there are, as they move forward in towards the end of R6, they're looking, the next flow they're working on is the resource instantiation flow through SO. So Shocker and Sushu, I think, are gonna be kicking that one off. So I thought that was interesting, and I just thought I'd share that. So these, let me see, I can put these.
So how do you get to them?
Yeah, so I'm gonna put them in the thing here. So you
have, good.
Yeah, otherwise things are gonna be super hard to find. Let me see if I mention architecture here somewhere. Okay. All right, let me just mention it here, I guess. Okay, I'll just put a link in here so that everybody can get to it. Let me see. Component descriptions were here. Okay. Okay, and let me just put in the chat. You can always get to our pages from this page. So let me put this here. Oops. Let's copy. So off of this page, I'm about to put in the chat here. Okay, so off of this page here, you can scroll down and click on today's call, which will be here. And then from here, you can scroll down to get to the architecture links and all the other things we've been talking about. So today I'm actually, every week, I'll use the first item in the discussion log for just things we talked about that week, specific things that, and don't necessarily fit in some of these other points. Okay. We're almost out of time. Did anybody have any specific thing they wanted to talk about? Anyone? Okay. Let's see. I do know also some things happening with licensing management. There was a vote that happened. Kevin Skaggs had from a modeling team. Proposed a licensing model, platform model, and that went up for a vote.
What did you just say he proposed for some reason?
He proposed a licensing platform model for the licensing model use case, and the use case teams had provided some feedback. So he's going to be working on that. And I know, let's see, and Melanie, we should probably, this has been an item that we haven't touched on in a long time about the alignment and harmonization. I don't know if maybe we should meet again. It's been many months since we met, about that topic.
This was about,
the alignment and harmonization.
Information models.
Information models. Maybe we should hold another one-off meeting to discuss that.
Yeah. And we'd have to involve Martin and I presume Tracy, but especially Martin too. On that. I have to admit, I'm not that involved in it.
Actually, you really need to involve Kevin.
Kevin Skaggs.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I can find.
Yeah.
OneApp seems to be having problems just finding people, because I know Melanie has an account. think, and outline how it
found. Yeah, I had kind of updated, and it's getting me into things, but then it didn't send me back kind of a verification. So
that's strange. I don't know.
I got to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're at the time. Thank you, everybody, for joining. I'll let you everybody get on to their next meetings. Thank you, everybody, and have a good day.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you.